And Matt just gave us the two in the pink, one in the stink, fucking rolling.
Is that how this works?
That was a Wayne's World reference, but I did it wrong.
You did. You totally just flipped us.
I just flipped. I just flipped you off instead of.
You don't have to continue
three,
counting out.
Two.
He didn't even one. Count down, dude. He just flipped us off.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Are we rolling yet?
Yeah,
we're rolling, buddy.
Dude, buddy, I wouldn't think these green, ugly-ass fucking witches' titty fucking Kit Kats would be so good, but damn, dude, they taste like green tea.
Let's
start the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Geek Life HQ. We got a special thing. It's Halloween season, and Justin with an eye here brought candy to fatten us up, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the Witch's Brew Kit Kats.
This is episode 49.
Yeah, I didn't look because I'm retarded.
I did too.
Episode 49. We're almost at the 50 mark.
Yep.
Yeah, like a week away.
We're almost at that centennial mark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What a perfect thing to usher in a year of podcasting is Halloween, the month of Halloween, and we're going to be doing four Halloween shows. I know you hit on it a second ago, but I wanted to reiterate that.
Well, I didn't talk about what we're going to do for the Halloween season.
I just wanted to say that.
You spoiled it, you motherfucker.
I quit.
But, we're going to need a producer in here.
Yeah, so we sat down. We decided, what do we want to talk about for Halloween season? And that was Halloween horror franchises.
Yes.
Because what better movie time, movie season? There's Halloween and there's Christmas, and you get those two Halloween and you get Christmas movie season. Is there any other movie season?
I'm a big fan of Thanksgiving movies.
I would almost lump those with Christmas, though. I mean, there's really only one Thanksgiving movie.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
There you go.
Isn't that movie with Dennis Leary, The Ref? Isn't that
The Ref? Yep, that's a good one.
I thought that was a Christmas movie.
Is it a Christmas?
It takes place at Christmas.
Snow,
okay.
So.
What about Judgment Night? Is that Thanksgiving?
Fucking day after Thanksgiving.
Is
that
it?
That scares the shit out of me.
Is it, though?
It's a fucking scary movie.
Or is it?
Was it? Did they come back from a football game?
Right. Okay. Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it couldn't have been Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not. It might not be Thanksgiving either.
Let's call up Everlast and ask him. He's like, That's my Everlast.
Nice, dude.
So yeah,
I owe him money now.
We just got flagged.
Yeah, flag it.
We just got our another cease and assist. Thanks a lot, asshole.
Yeah. Well.
Well, he's not doing much. He could use the 8 cents that'll fucking get him.
He likes to show up in the occasional movie now and then, you know?
He's a good, thug actor.
Yeah, he's
he plays a good,
He's like, I'm this girl's father. I'm a piece of shit. We're like, thanks, Everlast. Thanks for doing this.
Give me a ring. It's a piece of shit. And he throws it off a roof.
Fuck you, Fallon. Jeremy Piven.
So, we're going to kick off Halloween season. We're talking about horror franchises. We're gonna touch base... This week, do we just want to tell them what we're going to do for the whole month?
Just
week at a time?
Just week at a time.
Just give you guys a little tease.
Tease.
All right, so this week.
Just a tip. Just a tip.
Just the tip. Terry Tibbs, just with the tip.
Terry Tibbs.
It's like when you reach down there and she's got a set of bowls.
Dude, fucking funny thing about that is I'm watching What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah.
The TV show and the main guy that, what's his name?
Bat?
No, the other guy. The main guy. Not the couple, but the...
Hello, Guillermo.
Him. Yeah, that dude, that's the fucking dude who does all those voices for fucking Phone Jacker. Kieran Novak, dude. And I was just looking him up. I'm like, that name sounds familiar. And what has this guy done? Phone Jackers. Holy fuck, it's him, dude.
That's
dude,
awesome.
I fucking love Phone Jacker.
Doofde?
Hello, you want a cash prize? We just need your bank account information.
And pen number.
Did you get to the episode where he starts talking about the Dream Team?
Oh, dude. We fucking binged that whole fucking show in 2 days, dude.
That was a wonderful show.
Jackie Daytona here. You can't tell me I have a toothpick in my mouth and I wear jeans.
Well, that one guy's from the IT crowd. He's just great. I forget his name.
Dude, he's the fucking best. The second boss.
What you're looking at here is the largest collection of Ocean's 12 merchandise in the planet, possibly.
Oh, my God.
That's so mediocre.
I just love him, dude. Ever since he ran into IT crowd and did the father.
I saw that meme today.
Yeah. Dude, he's so good, dude. He's so over over the top, and yeah. so it's fucking dry, dude.
And I'll see you on Monday.
He basically plays the same character, but a vampire.
Yeah.
We're looking for the superb owl.
He never showed. That's Jesus, a great dude. Show.
That's a fucking good
That's
show.
That's a man. Halloween show.
Oh, right? Totally. That's why I brought it up, man.
How fucking
man.
Awesome is Guillermo, too, the fucking vampire
He's good,
slayer.
Dude. Yeah. They leave it on a big cliffhanger, too, man, for season two into season three. So I'm not going to spoil it for people. I know it's a new show.
So
but
good.
It's good, man. It's a nice 30-minute hit. A la, like...
The Jesk.
All of, like, Always Sunny. It's a nice, easy watch. You can do a couple of them. You know, I just wish it was longer than 10 episodes.
I like the one with Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, my God. Comes back Topher!
Yeah,
fuck yes, dude. That was like post The Boys, dude, or pre-Boys.
Yeah.
Right around that same time, dude. Him doing those little cameos, dude. Fucking
Post-Walrus.
Awesome. Post-Walrus. Tusk. Yeah.
Fine, you can all have a keychain with your name on it.
Fucking necromancer was Wu from yeah, it was crazy,
and he's just like mumbling shit.
Yeah,
no.
Get back to fucking work.
His phone goes off. He's like, yeah, that's a great episode.
Are you texting during the ceremony?
But that dude, that Karanova guy, to bring it back to him and Phone Jackers, that dude can do any fucking voice.
Oh, he's
dude,
great.
I loved Phone Jackers.
Oh my God, he can do any. I read he did all those voices on Phone Jackers.
Oh yeah,
like 99% of them, dude.
Oh,
so any of the memorable ones, like Terry Tibbs, dude. Fucking A, dude. That dude's nice. Excellent,
it's,
man.
It's got tan interior. Full fat or half fat. I'll
give it 16.5. No. I'll give it 12.
If you're going to fucking deal with Terry Tibbs, you got to take him out to dinner. You got to wine and dine him. And then you got to fuck him.
Oh, my God, dude. Excellent shit, dude. But yeah, let's go back to what we're doing. It's stay on course.
I got a fucking IKEA couch. It's fucking ugly.
You can have it. Throw it on. I'll throw 15.5. And an ugly fucking
it's
IKEA.
Fucking car. Ugly. But yeah, to touch base, we're going back to Halloween now. So
literally.
To kick off Halloween themed talk, we're going to talk about the movie franchise, Halloween.
Not my favorite franchise. I'm just going to put that out there. I've seen a couple of them, and I haven't seen every single one of them, but I've seen parts of every single one of them. You know.
I mean, it's definitely a franchise, and it's definitely a making money fucking franchise. People go and see the movies.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm with you. That number one film is by far the best fucking movie, and it's a game changer for horror movies.
Oh, it was, dude. It became what every other horror movie after that basically was the premise of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the king of the slasher movies.
You know, it's not even slasher, dude. It's there's no blood in that movie.
Yeah, the first one
was so good.
Yeah, the first one they used a lot of just your own thoughts to like portray the stuff. What I thought was just crazy cuz sorry, I'm getting a little choked up
on
my
Jesus
peanut butter
Christ.
Cup here.
Getting verklempt?
I'm getting verklempt.
You get so emotional
but
when you talk about Michael Myers.
I do. But no, like, because, you know, I was like, oh, I'm going to do some research. I got to the first two movies and then into the third one, and I said, fuck this.
I like the third one.
They get kind of crazy, dude.
But, dude, the first one was made for $300,000.
Yeah, I was going to bring
it
up, too.
That's
it.
It grossed $47 million.
Mm.
It is one of the top grossing to, like, production movies of all time. John Carpenter directed it, and he did the music.
Yep.
Which
I'll,
is amazing.
I'll get to that in a minute.
And he doesn't write music himself. He just composed it, and he doesn't write music.
And the script was only written in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Filmed
he's
in...
Like, he's like a John Hughes for horror.
Dude, filmed in 20 days in the same year it was released.
1978.
It was filmed in the spring. It was released in October, dude.
Yep.
Fucking crazy, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess we had some gumption back there in the late 70s, right?
Get shit done, dude.
That was what, 78, 79?
It was 1978 that the first one came out.
1978.
And, I mean, how can you not be a fan of Michael Myers, dude? His face is literally one of your favorite people
of all
time.
I thought that was rhetorical.
No.
Okay.
dude, his mask is fucking your favorite guy,
it's,
dude.
It's William Shatner.
It is.
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's interesting. I'll say that. I'm more of a Jason guy. I like the premise of, Jason Voorhees and stuff a little bit better than this. I have to say, though, going back to this, the best music out of any horror franchise.
Oh, absolutely.
100%,
only one that even comes close is Jaws.
Dude,
Jaws is the only one that comes close.
They're right there with me, dude.
Oh, yeah.
But this one and Jaws, dude, you just know those, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, dee, 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 dee. Oh, there you go. dude.
Dude, that is like, dude. You, as soon as you hear this,
you get
everybody.
Chills.
Everybody knows it, and they're like,
dude.
I like
chills.
When it modulates down. It's like, doo 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 doo.
And the crazy thing is, John Carpenter wrote this, and he doesn't write music.
No, he's
well. It's simple. You can hear the fact that it's super simple. You can, but it works.
Yeah,
oh, dude. So you know, this is like top like Halloween music. Right? Right here.
Oh yeah. Oh. Oh shit! Something's going down. We need RoboCop. That'd be interesting.
What if Arnold was in it? No, Michael, you can't kill me.
I would love to see like one of these slashers go against the Terminator, because they get killed by regular people. So it'd be interesting to see like, oh, how do they take out a Terminator? or a RoboCop, whatever, you know.
Or a Newman. You didn't say the magic
Michael
wire.
Michael Myers over here. Nobody cares.
A funny fact still about the mask is the script didn't call for like any specific mask. It just wanted something very plain, dude.
Yeah, so they went to a Halloween store.
They went to a Halloween
spray
store.
Painted it.
They bought two masks. They bought a clown mask. Ugh. It was Weary Willy, and they basically spray painted it white, took all the hair off, and then they got the William Shatner mask.
Nice.
And they fucking spray painted it white, and they just like the eerie look of that Shatner mask.
Yeah, because it's like with the eyes, it's yeah. soulless.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, you don't even see the eyes.
Was without, it inside out?
No.
It didn't say that it was inside out.
I don't believe
out.
It is. Yeah. I think it's right side out.
Hmm.
But, no, I mean, with the whole franchise, I do like, you know, with the second one, I like that it just continues the story straight through. It's great, but the problem with that is if you don't watch the first one, you're completely lost as soon as the second one kind of starts.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the third one, which had nothing to do with Michael Myers.
Yeah, that's when they completely decided, let's reboot it.
And well, they thought it was
Season
like
of
a,
the Witch.
Like an anthology where it's like, okay, you're going to do it, and it's going to be like Twilight Zone. Every time you come back, you know it's going to be scary, but it's not going to be Mike Myers.
Well, yeah, that was what their idea was, is to reboot it that every Halloween, they would have a new Halloween movie that had a whole new premise.
Now, that one to me was awesome because anytime you make something scary and involve like, oh my god, this is going to like hurt children and shit, that's when it's like you have some real stakes in there.
Yeah.
And it was about like masks that literally melt children's faces and shit. It was hilarious.
I mean, it was a little crazy. I don't know about the third one.
8 days till Halloween, Silver Shamrock.
Well, and then you have the remake too. I mean, Zombies remake of Halloween.
Yep.
Which a lot of Halloween like purists don't like.
Yeah, because it retcons it.
But I really liked his take on it, and that's just a fit for him, that character, that always this common character. Like, you can't put this guy down. It totally fits Zombie. And I love the gore aspect that he did add to it. It just made it that much, you know, bloody, you know?
Are you at all? I mean, we were talking about this last episode with dialogue and all that. I'm not familiar with these because I didn't see both of them.
His dialogue good, or? In Halloween, there's a few zombie-esque, Rob Zombie-esque dialogue parts.
You say tootie motherfucking fruity?
Kind of. And it's not overly done, but there's a few, and you just kind of roll your eyes.
Is Walter Goggins in it?
No.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't believe so. But I mean, there have been, we talk about Paul Rudd all the time. He's been in one of the Halloween movies.
Was he the one with Busta Rhymes?
I believe it was that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
That movie was like 72 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's like there's not much to this.
Nope.
Your date's over already, kids.
That one sucked.
That was so short.
But I mean, there's parts of it that are good. I mean.
But I think, there's been a lot of big actors in the Halloween movies.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
That was her first role, dude.
Yep.
Donald Pleasance.
Will Patton.
Yep. Malcolm McDowell.
Yep. Josh Hartnett, wasn't he in one?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, one of the newer ones.
That chick.
Anthony Michael Hall.
What? Wow. Who else? You're kidding. Anthony Michael Hall was in one?
Yep. Wow. He played Tommy Doyle.
Weird science.
Baboon Eyes? Baboon Eyes? You don't remember that?
No. Was that Weird Science?
And Freddy Got Fingered, dude. Anthony Michael Hall is in it.
Geez.
And he's like pitching him all the drawings. And he's like, you take these drawings and you get out of here.
Oh, another person that's been in Halloween movies? Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, he was a kid in Paul Rudd one.
Yep, he was in Halloween H2O as well.
Okay. We mentioned Busta Rhymes before. Who were some of the chicks that was in that?
Michelle Williams.
I like Michelle Williams. Yep. From Destiny's Child?
No.
Oh.
Not that one.
Oh, I like that one.
Tyra Banks.
Okay.
Tyra Banks was in Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I like Tyra Banks. Here.
Shane Patrick Thomas.
Oh, the ginger kid?
No, black guy.
I don't know.
Sean Patrick Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Dana Carvey?
What?
Really?
Who else? Yeah.
He was in Halloween 2 in 1981.
Wow.
Damn.
I mean, he was in Spinal Tap, too. So.
Yeah. Dana Carvey's first film with Mike Myers was not Wayne's World.
That's
it was Halloween. It was Halloween 2.
Oh, my God.
Excellent, dude.
Yeah, he played an assistant journalist in that movie.
Did he do his Casey Kasem? He's like, and she writes, help, he's trying to kill me. He won't stop. He's an irresistible force of nature.
Yeah, it's a non-speaking role, but
So he didn't.
Yeah, you didn't say that. But... he didn't chop a broccoli.
What do you think about the new ones that they started coming out with again?
I still haven't seen the new it's not a reboot. It's basically just like
it's a continuation. It took all those ones in the middle that always they got rid of the first two.
Yeah,
and it just continued the story with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes,
and. Dude, I loved it.
I haven't seen it yet. I heard it was great. And I mean,
I liked it.
It's been in the list. I was hoping they would bring it back out this year for Halloween.
I remember seeing like 4 and 5, and I think it was like The Curse of Mike Myers and stuff like that. And then I'm just like, this is getting kind of old.
Yeah.
So, but it's, you know, I know I've seen them back in the day because, you know, I worked at a Blockbuster. So what do you rent? You rent like everything on the shelf.
Seriously, yeah. Like with the way they did horror movies back in the day and they tried to pump out a new one every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like
Star Wars.
It's not good. You know, it's like you do the one and then let it sit and then give it some time to people kind of forget about it. And then when it comes back, it's like, fuck yeah, I really want to see that.
This was the 80s. It was all about excess, man.
I know,
well,
dude.
This was 78, but
I know, dude.
Well, the second one didn't come out till 81. So.
They're like, hey, we can make some Coke money. Let's get this thing going.
But no, I loved the reboot of 2018's Halloween. A lot of people were kind of so-so on it. I think they did a great job.
Yeah.
It's executive producer fucking Danny McBride of all people.
Ah.
So he's done a Halloween, an Alien.
Yeah.
What else did he do? Did he do Predator?
I don't think he's done a Predator.
Wow. Yeah.
Eastbound and Down, Royal Gemstone, or the Righteous Gemstones.
I was just thinking like the other stuff that he's done and produced and all that. Yeah. That man's a fucking thing of nature.
Yeah, for building his life around Eastbound and Down, dude. He's fucking made a career for himself.
Well, I mean,
it's that mullet.
Producing, really, all you're doing is coming up with a little bit of money and then just getting you to okay.
Actually,
things.
I think he wrote it, too.
Really?
He helped write it.
I think you're right.
Damn. Yeah.
Let me look. Because
he wrote, was it Alien Resurrection or something?
Yeah. The new one was written by...
It was written by Jeff
Fradley, Danny McBride, and David Gordon Green. They wrote the 2018.
David Gordon Green?
The David Gordon Green.
Who's he?
Danny McBride's friend, probably.
I miss the old day where.
They probably smoked a shit ton of weed and were like, dude, let's write a Halloween movie.
Okay.
See, I don't think he's like that, dude. That James Franco movie kind of played him up that way.
You don't think he's a cannibal?
No, dude. I don't think they just sit around and smoke weed like that. I mean,
I bet Franco does.
Franco with Seth Rogen do, but Danny McBride probably doesn't just do that.
I bet Rogen doesn't hang out with him anymore after all those sexual allegations and shit.
No, dude. See, if I'm gonna say Danny McBride in like private, I'm gonna say it's his character from The Righteous Gemstones. Like that's how I just picture it.
He's the guy from Your Highness.
Like when he's fucking. But
I have a minotaur dick around my neck.
Yeah, like no, dude, he's totally from The Righteous Gemstones. Like when he's like chasing the fucking car, and his wife's like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "We're doing car pranks. Just leave me alone."
That's got to be one of the greatest shows. I think one of the greatest comedies of all time, Eastbound and Down.
Yeah,
it's so fucking good.
Great, dude.
I hate to get us off track again, but just to recognize, it's like when he gets fucking stabbed by that guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Little cohort that's been with him through thick and thin. Then just like on the drop of a head, just fucking stabs him in the gut. It's like, what are you doing?
Yep. When he goes, the best season was when he goes back to Mexico.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that was really good.
What was his nickname? The fucking Blanco or like the White Lightning?
Stingray. Oh, sorry.
I don't remember. Dude, I haven't watched that show in a while, so I don't remember.
That's a good show. And I finally saw what that Ted Lasso was.
Yeah.
So that's a good show, huh?
It is a good show.
Yeah. He's a soccer coach from the United States that goes over to play. In
yeah,
like
he coached American football, and then he goes and coaches soccer.
Oh, so they just...
And he just plays like a super chippy, happy, like, go-lucky guy that, like, everyone's kind of, like, hates.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, they're British, so...
Yeah.
My daughter has a joke. She says, why do the British cook like they hate food? Huh. And I'm like, it's totally fucking true. Like, ah, boil, you twit! Yeah,
British people, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know.
So,
shout out to our listeners in Britain.
Yeah, all you fucking haters.
You don't eat beans and eggs. Or you do. I don't know.
All I know is you don't fucking, you got to buy a caravan.
Do it for the caravan, and the boys get a pair of them shoes.
A couple of them dags.
Ouch. Do you like dags? What?
You like dags.
Dags?
I like dogs.
I like a dog. Not dogs. Plural.
What would you think? Do you think if Halloween was a British movie, like Michael Myers would talk? Oh, I'm going to fucking bloody kill you, bro.
Nah, I don't know, because they've got, like, their share of guys that don't talk and
stuff.
Are
there any British horror movies?
Yeah, definitely.
Shaun of the Dead?
Well, that's not a horror movie, really. It's a comedy.
I'll give you a horror comedy, but that is definitely a horror movie.
28 Days Later?
Yes. Yes.
Was that British?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember it, but okay.
Most of them are Irish, I think, but yeah. So
close enough.
Sorry, I burped in the middle of that.
Close enough? God, dude. Fucking semantics.
I don't know why we can't think of any, but I mean, they like their Doctor Who, so they have like a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that aspect of it. A lot of those
Doctor
actors,
Who?
A lot of those, what?
Doctor Who?
A lot of those guys show Doctor up no? as the bad guy in things.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know about any like exclusively British ones, though.
Yeah. I'm looking right now.
There's no like.
Like The Omen?
Yeah, probably. Mm. They probably all got the weird babysitting ones.
Yeah.
That fuck it. He's going to have a baby.
Here's one, dude. Pride and Prejudice
and
plus
zombies.
Plus zombies. Yeah.
Nice. That was horrible.
I didn't see that.
I just tried to watch it. It was horrible.
You know what was good, though? Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Oh, God.
That
I love
was
that
fucking
movie.
Great.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's
movie.
Like a good one in all the wrong ways possible.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and you're like, this should not work.
It's done really fucking well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the,
I agree.
The graphics are awesome. You're like, it kind of sticks to Abraham Lincoln storyline a little bit.
Yep.
I could see us watching this in history class.
Yeah,
buddy.
Well, he's a vampire. It's canon.
I'm going to kill you.
No, he's a werewolf.
I'm right? going to kill you, buddy.
Oh, God.
Sweeney Todd.
Oh, Sweeney Todd makes sense. Yeah, it's,
that was a musical.
The Demon Barber of Something Street.
Yeah, that was a musical.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's still a horror movie because he's killing people.
You could tell we...
Jack
we,
the Ripper from
You
Hell,
can tell we really right? prepared for our Halloween special because we stopped talking
well,
about
we
it.
Well, we can't talk about the next ones. So, but From Hell, that was one about Jack the Ripper.
What? So okay, so in retrospect, we talked about, you know, Halloween's one of the greatest ones. What are some of the worst Halloween franchises out there?
Oh, the worst?
The worst ones.
Hmm. Thanksgiving?
Oh, no, those are great.
That's not Halloween.
That's good in a bad way, dude.
Troll?
No,
you know,
Troll's good in a bad way,
dude. The first Troll movie is excellent. I like it a lot. I don't know. I mean,
like, epic, good, bad franchises for me just starts with fucking Evil Dead, dude.
Actually, okay, no. I'm talking, okay, let's... There is a franchise that they keep making fucking movies. They're horror movies. And
did
I
they
think,
make another Countdown?
No. Okay. I didn't mind Countdown.
Countdown was a really good movie.
But, no, Leprechaun, dude.
Oh, that's one.
Like, see, every time they come out with a new one, I'm like, really?
Like, that first one was okay.
Yeah.
The second one was, all right, I see what you're doing. But
third
then by that third
like,
one, we're like, why, dude?
Now on, like, the 29th one, we're like, just
that
stop.
One is not, you're not fucking Troll, dude. So don't fucking act like it.
I'm not a big Chucky guy. I mean, I like Child's Play, the last one that we saw.
Yeah.
But, like, the stuff in between, like the meat and the Chucky sandwich, yeah, I'm not into it.
I get it. I'm with that, too.
Yeah. I dig the first one, and I dig the reboot.
That is, so I used to work in literally, like, you know, the city and stuff like that, like bad neighborhood, stuff like that, really urban area. There's two movies that they love. So, and it doesn't matter, and I'm not generalizing, because literally anyone of any color, race, creed, anything like that, you live in the city, there's two movies that you love. Number one is Scarface. Number two is The Friggin' Seed of Chucky. I do not know why, but it was just like, oh, man, this is so good, this is so good.
Isn't it's that
like,
the one with Jennifer Tilly or whatever?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, because her tits, that's why.
I don't know, dude.
Nice,
There's other movies
that's
out there.
That's why I like it.
And I'm like, come on, Scarface and Seed of Chucky? We had to replace those movies every 2 weeks.
It's because, dude, Jennifer Tilly's titties, bro.
I don't think they even show them in that.
They don't, but they're always out.
What do you mean?
She's always got those bad boys puckered up, dude.
You ever see the movie Bound? Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Jesus, dude. Here, worst horror movie franchises, Ghoulies.
Yeah, I didn't know that kept going.
It's I think Critters is on here.
Okay, that's
I kind of like sense. Critters though.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. It's bad.
What else is on here? Oh, that's not bad, dude. Fuck this one.
What?
It's got fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre on there. Come
on. Well, some of them weren't that great.
Like the Next Generation,
dude. But stuff. Matthew McConaughey's in that, dude. Come on.
I got a chainsaw.
It's got Living Dead franchise on here too, but you can't fucking.
There's got to be a ton of bad zombie movies,
dude. Like Night of the Living Dead fucking started it all for zombie movies, and I get Dawn of the Dead was all right, and then the ones that came kind of after that into the 90s and stuff and the 2000s, they weren't that good, but you can't knock it, dude.
Yeah,
it's groundbreaking. You know, that's one of my I love zombies.
I like
you
those
know?
Movies.
So
I don't know.
You want to know what a horror movie that it's kind of it's becoming a friend. I think they have two or three of them now. Strangers. You ever seen that one?
Dude, that movie fucked me up.
That is fucking creepy as fuck, dude.
You know what? I don't mess with that movie. And you know, there's a lot that I'll be like, oh, okay, cool. I could not fucking handle that. Like just the realness that shit could happen. I'm just like, you know what? I'm good. I'm not gonna fucking finish this.
I fucking love.
I didn't finish it.
I loved the first Strangers movie.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was great.
Yeah, that one.
I got a movie that we can all agree upon. Fucking sucks ass.
Geostorm.
Well, besides that, Grounds by it. No.
See, that's just a bad movie.
Yeah, the remake of Pet Sematary was
god
awful.
I mean, the original Pet Sematary, and then its sequel were both, you know, good movies for their times. They're dated. I don't think it need to be remade.
I think of the new Pet Sematary as the sequel to Harry and the Hendersons. It's what happened after he eventually killed his family. And he's like,
became,
Harry,
became
go on!
Became a recluse in the woods.
No one needs you, Harry! Go! Go, Harry!
After he kicked Harry out, he returned.
By John Lithgow, by the way.
John Lithgow kicked Harry out. Now he's returned to the woods after he killed his family. Only to discover he bought a house next to a pet cemetery. Grounds, man.
See, there's two other... Jesus Christ, dude.
Even, man.
I like it. And back. And then we do the little dance, dude. Like,
yeah,
it's like
coming this summer, Pet Cemetery. We're starring Adam Sandler.
With special appearance, the zombie of Don Knotts. What?
And guess what? Since it's a Pet Cemetery, we're going to bring back the weasel.
Oh, no. Are we?
I was in a Pet Cemetery, buddy.
Shit.
Sometimes dead is better.
Ever tell you the ground's bad?
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Mahi, mahi, fly away. Mahi, mahi.
See, Leprechaun was on their list.
Yep.
You guys got
Leprechaun,
right?
Leprechaun was fucking cool.
Dude, this has Hellraiser on here, dude.
Some of them are not great.
Yeah.
I would agree with that, but, like, dude, him as just an icon?
Yeah.
That makes those movies good.
What is he called? The lead Cenobite?
Pinhead, dude.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't actually have a name.
It's fucking Pinhead.
Dude. I know. I'm just saying in the movie, they call him Head Cenobite.
And then, what's this? And this is another one I don't agree with is Children of the Corn.
I don't, you know, I saw one and then I tried to watch a sequel and I'm like, this sucks.
Creepy as fuck movies,
the
dude.
The first one was creepy, absolutely. But then, like, the second one.
They're forgettable.
What about, like, Jeepers Creepers?
I loved the first one.
Him as an icon on his own, he holds up.
Yeah.
But that first one was really good.
Yeah.
And then they shouldn't have made another one. You don't need to. That's another one. And then Justin Long in that one, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he was.
Another weird one where he turns into like a mask, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Like, yeah, they pop his eyes out on that one, too. He must have a thing for that, dude.
No, well, he must have a thing for money.
Or making money.
Making money.
Did you guys
buddy.
Ever see Wishmaster back in the day?
Yes. So Wishmaster make you wish.
So the first and second one were badass.
Karen, I'm in the floor, Karen. I'm just a meat suit. Don't look at me, but don't look at me.
Nice.
Yeah,
all right.
Dude, I fucking love that
the
shit.
Gin. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah,
don't look at me, but look at me. You made me this way, Karen.
I like that one a lot, actually.
Yeah, that's a good one, good. Man.
Good impression.
What about Darkness Falls?
You know, they made a second, did they?
Yeah, I think they did.
Well, I always thought that the, I don't know, it took me out of it when I'm like, Darkness Falls? Should it be, I don't know.
On this list of bad horror movies, the new Fantasy Island is on there.
That's undeserved. That's, you know what? That movie was not that bad.
No.
You know what? It was entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean,
Rooker was in it.
I really probably wouldn't watch it again.
Yeah.
But it was entertaining. I mean,
maybe we've just proved their point. I mean.
Okay, what about this classic? I Know What You Did Last Summer.
No.
Did they make more of those?
They did,
yeah,
like
they
two
did.
Or
they,
three.
Made, they made I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh.
And it's like, bitch, I know what the fuck you did. Own it.
You see that meme? I know you didn't. You did shit last summer.
I know you didn't do shit. 2020. I know you didn't do shit. He ain't shit out here.
What about this? I don't know if you saw it. I've seen it. White Noise with Michael Keaton.
Oh, dude.
First one, Michael Keaton. Second one, Nathan Fillion.
Fuck, dude. That first one, yeah. I fucking dig, dude.
That was a good movie,
dude. It's a fucking great fucking movie, dude.
That was a movie they should not have made a sequel to.
Hell no, dude. That one was a stand-up on its own movie.
The Ring. So The Ring is a great example. First one, great.
Yep.
Second one, good. Third one, why the fuck did you make this movie?
I don't know.
Joe Pesci's all over it. What the fuck with the fucking girl?
I don't know if you saw this. I tried to watch it. It was horrible. Ouija?
Nope.
No, just Ouija?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it.
My kids saw it. They said don't bother.
It's horrible.
They did tell me to see The Babadook, which I still haven't seen.
Oh, dude, great fucking
movie.
Yeah,
actually
I heard
a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one on the list.
Let's talk about that.
I know this. Justin's had to have seen this one, Nothing But Trouble.
Oh, yeah. That's not a horror movie.
I know it's not a horror movie, but it's on this list.
That,
I don't know why.
That is a list there of worst movies ever made. Nothing But Trouble's on there. Yeah.
Yo, my name is Humpty. That's pronounced with an umpty.
He's in Digital Underground and Humpty are in that
Jesus
movie.
Jesus Christ.
See, Soul Survivors.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that. It was
terrible. Starring the, you know who's in that one?
Jodie Lynn O'Keefe?
No. Is he? No.
Check it.
No, you guys don't know who's in it? You don't know? He's a fucking Mayor of Duncan guy.
Oh,
he is,
yeah,
dude.
Fucking Mayor of Duncan's in that movie, guy.
Shit, dude. Oh, Casey Affleck?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Donnie for a second. I'm like, oh, like Dreamcatcher guy.
No, like fucking Sixth Sense where he plays a naked boy that kills him in the beginning of the movie.
He was
fucking
in that
see
too.
It.
Yeah. He's in that too, yeah.
What about the...
Topher!
The remake of Flatliners.
That did not want to see it
like,
at all.
I rewatched Flatliners like last year, and I'm like, oh, man, I remember this movie.
That was cool.
I remember this movie being so good. And I was like, wow, this movie fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah, you're like, wow, Kiefer Sutherland's so good. What the fuck does he see in Julia Roberts?
Dude, typical fucking like early 90s movies,
oh, yeah.
dude. You know?
Kevin Bacon's in there, right?
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon, Julia Roberts,
all
Kiefer
them,
Sutherland.
All them early 90s stars, yeah. dude.
I would rather watch Young Guns like 6 times on repeat than
fucking
watch that movie.
Lost Boys.
Yeah, Lost Boys.
Thou
shall not drink.
Dude, I wish they would make an. I wish they would reboot that, dude.
They have
like
made
the
sequels. That's a good one too, because there's Lost Boys the Tribe, then there's Lost Boys like something else like Frog's Revenge.
Yeah.
So and that was the one where they brought back Corey Haim like right before he died.
Wow, he was fighting.
And he shows up in the end as a vampire.
Yeah.
What?
Now that we're talking about the bad ones, what are some of your favorites?
Favorite horror movies at all, or favorite horror movie franchise?
Let's talk about just favorite horror movies.
Okay.
Let's
Frighteners, Event Horizon.
Let's just get Halloween off to a bang. I mean, dude. Yeah. Okay. For me, just to throw a couple out, dude. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yes.
I didn't know Johnny Knoxville was in that.
Oh, really?
He was a fill-in for Keanu Reeves.
Wow, dude.
I did not know that.
But I was gonna say, dude, that's like Keanu's like role after like. Whoa.
Yeah, that was like one of his big breakouts after Point Break.
Yeah, and
it's funny because did that come before or after Speed?
I think it came before.
I want to say before Speed.
Before Speed, because after Speed, then they gave us like a break.
Yeah,
like we had a break and it was like we didn't see Keanu again until The Matrix.
And then he was an action star.
Oh yeah,
but
dude, he could do it all. Like
yeah,
he does those sappy romantic movies. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bram Stoker's Dracula. Dude, I love that. Keanu Reeves. No,
You guys a fan of Fright Night?
Yeah.
Fright Night's pretty cool. The remake was decent.
The remake was decent. Colin Farrell brings that one home, dude.
Yeah.
Movie that fucks me up again, Creepshow 2, the second Creepshow.
Yeah.
Fuck, that movie fucks me up.
Is that the Stephen King one where it's a bunch of shorts?
It is. Yeah. Yeah, it's in the second one specifically, these kids are like at a lake and they go out to the raft and they get killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, that fucked me up so much.
Dude, it's always like, I can't put my foot in shit. Like, fuck you, motherfucker. Now I can't pick up hitchhikers, bitch.
What about Interview with a Vampire? Does that count?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You know,
yeah.
Yes.
It's funny because you can say, oh, that's a drama. You could say that's a horror. You could say it's a horror drama
horror.
Or anything like that. Yeah, that's a great
with your
movie.
With your favorite guy, Christian Slater.
But dude, see that trans yeah. that transcends
definitely
fucking just the horror genre. It's everything, man. That could be Academy Award winning.
Dude, oh, I'm gonna say been. This.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like Tom Cruise, but they fucking love Interview with the Vampire.
Dude, because he's it's
How
not,
could you not
dude,
like Tom Cruise
because it's not just Tom Cruise playing some bullshit role.
Yeah.
Like a Tom Cruise role. Like him in Interview with the Vampire, him in Magnolia, where he plays that like
dick
fucking speaker guy, that like a chauvinist guy. Fucking great, dude. Like he's good when he's
him
like,
in Tropic Thunder.
Fuck yeah. I was just about to say that, dude. When he's making fun of himself or playing some out there role, he's really fucking good, dude.
I thought he was great in Vanilla Sky.
Yeah, that's another one.
And that's one of those movies where it's like it's almost like a it's not a David Lynch, is it? But it's like it kind of makes sense. It kind of does make sense. I'm not really sure, but like what's happening?
Speaking of him, dude, Lost Highways, dude.
Oh yeah,
that's
Lost
a weird
Highways
one.
Crazy.
That's a weird one.
I'm not a fan of Mulholland Drive, but Lost Highways, cool.
That's a Lynch, David Lynch.
Yep. Yeah.
Thinking about it, what was that fucking horror movie we went and saw this year with the dude from Harold and Kumar that sucked ass, where he was the realtor?
Oh,
that was a remake.
The Grudge.
Yeah, that was a remake.
Grudge reboot.
That was garbage.
Absolute shit.
That wasn't even scary. It was like more like annoying and gross.
Yeah.
And you're like, I just wish something would happen.
I wish they would unclog that fucking bathtub, dude.
So what about The Conjuring and like that sort of verse?
I like them all.
See, The Conjuring for me, dude, it's done so cheesy, but it's fucking scary, too.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it definitely.
The first
scary.
One was definitely on top of its game, though. I mean, it's better than all the other ones, but that's with most movies. The first ones are always best.
I mean, they're
like
all
Psycho.
Decent. They're all decent.
Yeah, you guys a big fan of Psycho? Have you seen any of the other ones?
No, dude.
Worst fucking remake ever with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I love Vince Vaughn. It's just it was boring. You know, and it just was not great.
He literally just I'm signing up for a check, motherfucker.
Yeah.
All right, here's a horror movie that I think we can all agree that is a great movie. Ready or Not.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Very original.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
You guys, I did watch Brightburn.
Yes!
Finally, so I know you guys are a big fan of that one.
Scary as fuck, man.
Dude, for like a super anti-superhero movie, like you go into that and you don't know what it really is. And then it turns out to be like, holy shit, dude, this is fucking cool, dude.
I agree.
I dig it, dude. And you're genuinely scared, for those people.
Oh, yeah, you can feel it's like, oh, shit, he's going to kill his dad. He's going to kill his fucking dad. You know, it's like.
I mean, you feel it the whole time.
Here's a movie. It's a franchise now. It's a movie that, to me, actually, the first one was not the best. And actually, the last one so far is the best. And that's Annabelle.
I've seen none of those. Because
the first one was, and then they had Annabelle Origins, where they go like how she was made, and that movie just sucked ass. And then they had the third one, where they're inside the what's their names, their house.
Oh,
the Warren
Ed
house.
And Lorraine Warren,
Like that one to me, third one was actually the scariest.
For me, that's just the Conjuring universe.
Yeah,
that's the same universe as Conjuring. You know, it's done in that weird. Simplified, not 1,000 actors. There's just one or two main actors, and it's done really fucking dark and simple, and it's just all these crazy jump scares. And I think all those movies are really watchable, and I think they're all fun, man.
Yeah,
you know, and the nuns in that universe, I really like that
like
one. And that fucking turned around and came back, and you at the end of that one, you're like, oh shit, that was in that fucking first movie.
Yeah.
So what if we break it down to a category like say like vampire movies and stuff like that? Do you guys ever see Innocent Blood, which I want to say was like a John Landis movie, and Anthony LaPaglia was in it?
I didn't see that one.
So it's a 1980s movie with like this chick who's like naked throughout half the movie. She kills Robert Loggia, who's like this big mob boss, and this cop is chasing her, and she beats the fuck out of him. And then she ends up like trying to turn him into a vampire and all that. A really, really decent movie.
Hmm.
So that's pretty
cool.
Well,
this week we'll try to keep it organized. This week, let's just talk about vampire movies here.
All right, right now.
And then next week we'll touch on like maybe ghost movies or something.
Okay.
So we're all over the place. So we'll keep it.
Back to your Bram Stoker's Dracula then. Talk about
Moog. That was a great movie, dude.
Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Everybody in that movie, dude.
Yeah.
Gary
Oldman.
Yeah, Gary Oldman, fucking top notch performance.
And Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
Before she started hawking, stealing shit at fucking closed doors.
That's another one of those movies, though. It holds up. It doesn't matter how old it is when you watch it, it's still good.
The graphics are really good. It's mostly practical effects.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's very different too. Like watching the part where he's got like the big sort of weird looking butt hair, and then when he starts getting blood and getting younger and all that, and
yeah.
like the crazy red field.
Yeah,
that was good. Now, so another movie I like, not a great movie, not exactly a horror movie, more of an action movie. You guys a fan of Van Helsing?
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, it's good.
I really do. I'm not gonna lie, it's a guilty pleasure movie.
Oh, absolutely,
action movie. You know, it's good.
It's fun.
Huge
fucking actor.
Jackman's great,
and he doesn't even fucking sing in it, dude.
Yeah, he didn't always sing.
No,
let's,
I know.
Let's talk about Kate Beckinsale in Underworld in those.
Yes. Oh, yes, dude.
Yes. Yes, please.
She's
yes,
hot, dude. So,
yeah.
The only reason I watched those because of her.
Her and that. Yeah, when they got rid of her, I was like, I want to watch this movie.
Well, that was just the third one. But they had Rhona Mitra, who is really hot, too. So.
Yeah, but she wasn't Kate Beckinsale in that tight.
She was the topless girl in Invisible Man. What is it? Hollow Man.
Yeah.
Hollow Man with that scene.
Let's talk about Justin's all-time favorite vampire franchise, Twilight.
Hmm.
You know, I've seen them all, and it's one of those things where it's like, it was okay. It's not like the worst movie I've ever seen. It's just it's not something that I'm like, oh, I want to go watch this again and all that.
I was forced to watch all of them by my ex-wife.
We all
you know
were.
Who really likes Twilight? Fucking Shannon.
All girls do.
And I'm like, why? And she's like, it's just a guilty pleasure, and you just want to watch them. And
it is what it is, you know?
I watched them all.
It's the Harry Potter
and
of vampires.
Dude, I'm totally fucking team Jacob, dude.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the other guy fucking sucks. Edward, dude.
All dudes are team Jacob.
Yeah, absolutely. Every single one of us.
Dude, werewolves over vampires?
100%.
100%, yeah. Dude.
Wait, werewolves, not swearwolves.
Swearwolves.
Now, here's a great vampire movie that actually I love it. I can watch it all the time. It's 30 Days of Night.
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
That's
great.
That's a crazy one, too. Yeah. Based on a graphic novel.
Yep. Dude, super crazy ones. I love how the vampires in that are like the old school, like Nosferatu vampires, dude. Fucking creepy, dude.
And they just talk in like old pig Latin and shit.
What
a cool twist, too, at the end, like when he becomes a vampire, but he still helps them.
Yes.
And it's like, that was really fucking cool. And you don't see shit like that all the time.
And that one's like one, it's like, I thought they were going to cross the line when they were like, they were chasing that kid or the kids in the attic or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that one big ass motherfucker, you think they're going to kill that kid and show it, but then they don't.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, I like that. Have you seen Daybreakers?
Yeah, actually, I like Daybreakers a lot.
That was a great movie.
Willem Dafoe.
William Dafoe and
Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke. Yep. Yeah, vampires kind of run the world, and it's like a corporate enterprise and all that.
I watched that actually a couple times. So I dig that one.
Another Willem Dafoe, dude. Shadow of a Vampire.
Yes, that's a good fucking movie, man.
And it has Fuckface Malkovich as the director. But, dude, that's a cool take on Nosferatu to bring it and make it more relevant.
I ate him.
Yeah, dude, fucking great movie, dude.
That's a really good
It's
one.
Such like, it's it just makes you think, dude, is like, really, dude, was that dude really a
I
vampire?
I forgot how much I like that movie.
Because if you watch the original Nosferatu, it's fucking creepy, dude.
Yeah, it looks some of those it looks real.
Some of those effects, the fucking, it's like made in the fucking, what, even, what, 30s, dude?
Not even.
20s?
I mean.
10s?
They're like, hey, we just made this moving camera yesterday. Let's make a movie.
one of my favorite vampire movies, which isn't a horror movie, it's more of a comedy, is The Vampire's Assistant with John C.
Reilly.
That's
a good movie, dude.
Oh, dude, that's a decent movie, dude.
You can watch that with your kids,
dude. Yeah. I really wish they would fucking
Scott Selma Hayek, dude,
do another one of that because it was so it was good, dude. It was like
I heard they were going to, but I don't know what the problem was.
Yeah, he wanted too much money.
I gotta get that Talladega Nights money. I made a vampire movie, didn't make that much money.
I spread my butt cheeks in a Vampire's Assistant movie.
My Concho. I asked to get Will Ferrell in the next one, and they said no, so it ain't going to happen.
Okay, let's...
she's beautiful.
We're talking about vampire movies, okay. I got two more that I got to bring up. Well, actually, one of them's a trilogy. One of them's just a movie that... If you were alive in the late 90s, early 2000s...
Vampire in Brooklyn?
No.
Okay.
Queen of the Damned with Aaliyah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loved that, dude. Aaliyah looks hot.
Isn't that just like a Blade spin-off?
Unofficial sequel to Interview with the Vampire. Yeah. It was in the same universe.
Yeah. I thought that was a Blade spinoff.
But no. I was going to bring up Blade next because that's just a great... Those are great. I love those.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, there's no way I wasn't going to watch Blade 3. I mean,
dude, I loved them all.
That's the movie that gave us Deadpool.
I love them
all. It's like, hey, Ryan Reynolds can do this shit. Put him in a movie, you know?
I mean, yeah, they get progressively worse, but I love them all.
I agree. It's we also talk about like really good versions of vampires. Like I think the one of the best Draculas they've ever had has been from Monster Squad.
Yeah,
you know that guy is fucking great.
What about Emeril Lagasse?
Oh yeah,
classic.
Do you ever see was it Plan 9 from Outer Space? The guy that did that, Ed Wood.
Yeah.
Where he had Bela Lugosi in his movies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That was pretty interesting.
But, yeah. That's not, there's not
do
a
you
ton
watch
of...
the classics? Like, do you guys go back and watch, like, Dracula? You mentioned Nosferatu, but you
I
go
do
back
like
and watch
I do like the classic monster movies. They're classic.
That mummy was freaky, dude.
They, you know, those, if you've never seen them before, they're like, they're done like a play.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, they static shots with people coming in and out of scenes. So if you're not used to watching movies that way, they're really hard to watch if you're so used to, like, the Steadicam
shots.
Yeah.
They're short, though.
They are short, yeah. But I think they're creepy as fuck, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, that's all, like, that's all real lighting fucking set, and, like, they, you know, like...
The sound's not that great, and it's dark and gloomy,
Yeah. I like all that stuff.
Oh, I love those. So, all right, well, I think we've touched on enough for...
All the Halloween.
Touched by a vampire.
Touched by a vampire.
What was
she writes, I was bitten by a vampire, and now I'm craving blood.
Just bitten, starring Jim Carrey.
Yeah, oh, fuck. Talk about Cleavon shitty. Little. Talk about shitty vampires right there, that one. It's hard to fuck up being a vampire, dude. It's like, it's hard to fuck up the role of Joker, dude. But people can do it. People can fuck it up.
I know. I see his pic. I see him every time I
no
sit
way,
here.
No way, dude. Fuck, he was good, dude.
No, he's not. Put a shirt on.
Nah. I like him, dude.
No.
He's going to be a vampire in Morbius.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll see it.
So, yeah. Maybe if that comes out after Black Widow.
Maybe he can redeem himself for you guys.
What about Buffy the Vampire Slayer? We forgot about that
one. Great.
Paul Rubens? Dude.
Shoot. That's his best role since Blow. I can't feel my nose.
Oh, dude.
He's I'm good. A spleen.
Dude, fucking what we do in the shadows. The best episode is they go to the council, and it's all the fucking vampires from all the TV shows and movies. And they
so
have
good.
Fucking Paul Rubens, and the I fucking they got Blade on the fucking like calling in. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Tilda Swinton.
Fuck yeah, dude. They had all of them, dude. It was fucking great.
That was so clever.
And we couldn't get interview with the vampires.
I'm the polka. I polka.
And let's talk about Sesame Street.
Oh yeah, blah blah blah.
One
Are you literally asking me if the Count drinks people's blood, Peter?
Yeah, does he off them or what? One testicle, two testicles, three testicles.
See, you know why they did that? That kind of like spoof on that accounting? Because vampires are supposedly, when you throw shit down, they can't leave without picking it up.
Oh, like OCD?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. No, that's a way to
there's
get them.
There's so many rules. Now, I know you're not big on cartoons, but back in the day, did you watch the Ghostbusters cartoon?
Yeah.
Right? So they have this one episode that's really, really cool. And basically, the gist is it's this place called Lupusville, where all the people are locked up in a cage, and they keep asking, they're like, is it a full moon tonight? You know, and they're like asking all of those things, and he's like, why? Then they let them all out, and it turns out the town was taken over by vampires, and all the werewolves were locked up. So then on a full moon, they end up fighting each other, and then just they're like, we have to get out of here. And then Egon is like, do you know what happens when vampires bite someone? Oh, they become vampires. And do you know what happens when werewolves bite someone? They become werewolves. So the tides of the battle are literally turning because they keep biting and scratching each other, and the vampires are turning into werewolves, and the werewolves are turning into vampires. And my 8-year-old brain is like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. It was so cool.
Nice, dude.
And there's an old man fashioning a canoe.
Oh yeah, there was
dude,
many.
Dude, let's fucking.
I think I had my first boner.
A vampire boner?
Yeah, you know, could have been anything.
It's filled with blood, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
My name is Count Boner.
I drink blood from anywhere.
I only like ladies on the period.
Ew.
Nice, dude. Dude, let's fucking talk about all the movie vampire fucking rules, dude. All the kind of rules.
Yeah. So you can't feed them after midnight. You can't get them wet.
And, can't get them wet.
Oh wait, that was Gremlins.
So yeah, they can't see the reflection.
That's
in the
a
mirror.
Christmas movie.
Yeah.
They can be killed by steak.
Oh, what about Dracula 2000? You remember that one?
Yeah.
Because that showed like the rules with it with like the silver, because it was really Judas Iscariot, yeah. And for the silver, that's why silver could harm him.
True. So,
yeah, and silver in mirrors, because it's silver back glass, so they couldn't see themselves in that.
Hmm.
So
let's Google it. Rules for killing a vampire.
Yeah, that also goes into Monster Squad and Fright Night again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Garlic.
They don't like garlic, right?
You know? Like the counting thing, like the OCD thing.
They can't cross running water, I believe. They can't come in unless invited.
Yeah.
You have to have a blessed bullet, a stake through the chest.
I never heard about that blessed bullet.
Yep. That's what it says.
See, these don't go across the whole thing. It just, movies pick and choose, you know, what they want to do.
It's pretty much garlic steak and the sun.
Garlic steak sounds delicious.
Garlic steak, yeah.
Garlic steak cooked in the sun.
I like that. Garlic mashed potatoes?
I like that. You know what? I like vampires.
So what if our comedy parody, they're getting a take, and he just takes a steak that has some garlic, and he just throws it.
He eats it, and he's like...
and
he's
throws
like,
it at Paul Rubin.
I said the lair.
Oh, dude. Hey, what if you fucking bless a garlic steak?
That's what nice. I'm saying. Like,
and then he just like eats Carlin it, and then when it dogma? Gets, and then it like, gets, like, the grease gets to his heart, it, like, kills him, dude.
Do you like your steak al dente?
I like my steak.
I'm gonna stab you with a steak in your fucking heart!
So is it just a wooden steak? Can it be anything through the heart?
Silver-coated.
How come they haven't done that in a movie where, like, a vampire goes to, like, a steakhouse, he's like, I like my steak rare, please. And then he's eating, he's like, is there
garlic? I feel like they've definitely done that on What We Do in the Shadows.
I know. I'm allergic to garlic.
Well, they can't eat food on people food.
What about Callan Robinson?
Nope. He can't. No.
Oh, he could do anything.
He doesn't eat food.
I'm eating right now. He's fucking great.
He's the best
part
of that.
He's my favorite on the show.
Yeah.
Did you look at the directions on there? And it's like, are you feeding off of me right now? I don't know. You tell me.
It's like, Topher's the greatest.
Topher.
Yeah, that's great.
So
what about cutting off their heads? That's a thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, cutting off their heads. Yeah. That's how they ended up killing... killing in Bram Stoker's Dracula, was they staked him through the heart and then they cut off his head.
Yeah.
Which I always thought was weird because he had a wooden stake and then he used the wooden stake to cut off his head. But that's fine. That's fine. So they apparently know better than me. sunlight. So you expose him to sunlight.
Yeah.
The movie Vampires, John Carpenter's Vampires.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, Till Dusk, Till Dawn.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good vampire movie.
Apple pie pussy.
All kinds of pussy.
You can find pussy cheaper anywhere.
Fuck it.
Cheech and...
Yeah.
Just Cheech, dude. No, yeah. No fucking...
Well, I was thinking of Danny Trejo and Cheech. And
yeah, they're at.
Sex Machine, right?
Yep.
Who else was a really good vampire or a good way that someone killed a vampire? I don't know.
Spitting holy water and lighting it on fire, or no? That's not a thing.
That's like Lost Boys, right? Remember when I think it was Alex Winters from Bill and Ted, where he comes in and he gets stuck in the bathtub full of holy water.
Oh yes,
and he says, that was fucking cool.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Oh yeah, dude, that's got some good fucking kills.
It really does. Yeah,
that really does, dude.
I'm gonna go home and watch.
Dude,
Lost Boys
is a fucking great movie, dude.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah, I want to watch that now.
Nice.
Did you guys see the vampire movie with Jason Mewes in it, where he was like a paramedic and then he rescues this girl and she turns out to be a vampire, so he like keeps her? That was pretty fucking sick.
No.
Yeah, it was. You should check it out. It's called like Blood something. So, wasn't Bones with Snoop Dogg a vampire?
I think so.
Yeah, that was a shit movie. Yeah, I don't know. You know my history with Snoop Dogg. Guy flipped me off, so I'm not all about his work.
You love him. You love Snoop Dogg.
I don't care. It's like, all right, whatever. You know what? If he apologizes to me, then I'll watch Soul Plane. So, I'm just kidding. I've seen Soul Plane.
Oh,
I haven't seen that, dude.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm the loser.
Oh, God.
At least I didn't pay to see it.
All right. So we're reaching that point of the night. We're getting in. I was just getting to that.
Oh, okay.
So, as a special, like, pre-50th episode thing, Justin's shaking his head already because I brought me and him a treat. And Matt, he wants no part of it.
You son
dude,
of a whore.
Ricky Bobby, fuck you, dude. Yeah. I don't want any part of that.
He doesn't want any part of this. But we
don't
have,
you put that on me.
We have the Pocky One Chip Challenge, Carolina Reaper, and Szechuan Heat. Inside, it's one extremely hot tortilla chip. Matt's taking some video so we can
post
it on the
ground. Starting to sweat already.
It says, warning, it hurts like hell. So here you go, guys. It hurts like hell. So, I should read you the warning before I make you eat some of this. Do not eat it if you're sensitive to spicy foods, allergic to peppers, nightshades, or capsaicin.
Capsaicin.
Capsaicin, yeah. I can't talk.
Capsaicin pee?
Or are pregnant or have any medical conditions.
Well, I'm out.
Keep out of the reach of children. After touching the chip, wash your hands with soap. Do not touch your eyes or other sensitive areas. Don't comb and jerk it, bro. Seek medical assistance.
Don't tell me what to do.
If you experience difficulty breathing, fainting, or extended nausea.
Dude, definitely don't touch the chip and touch right inside your pee-pee hole, dude.
I think with this chip, I think if it's possible, we should wait till next week and I'll bring the Reaper over.
No, come on. We got to do it right now. You can bring your jerky next week.
I really don't even want to do it.
No, you got to do part of it, bro.
I don't want to.
I don't care.
I don't want to. What if I'm going to eat the puss later?
You are as soon as... It'll just make it better. No, she'll be like, why is it tingling? Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Oh, God. It's burning.
Because here's what round one is. A spicy punch to the tongue. Round two is a fiery jab to the face. Round three is impaired vision from tears. Round four is a low blow to the gut. And round five is a KO.
Yeah, you can do this one.
You bitch.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You're touching it now, too.
You're such a bitch.
You need to do the whole thing?
Just take a little.
I can only do this half.
Take a little taste, dude. Take a little taste. Just a little bite.
No, if you're going to do it, you need to do it, like, all of it. Because you won't, like, do it. You'll spit it out, dude. You won't just take a little bite.
Do you need a bucket or something? Take the bag, dude. Take the bag in case you got a
Come on, dude. Do it with me.
I'm not gonna do it with me. I'm good. Come on. I am totally good, dude.
Don't puke.
Oh, shit. He did it. I can't believe
Holy fuck, it's hot as hell or from the start.
Wash your hands, bro. Oh, man. I didn't think the Swedish were meant to do this. Do you have, like, a wet nap for him?
I don't, dude.
Holy fuck!
He might not even be able to end the show, dude.
Wow.
My tongue's on fire.
It's okay. You're doing great. Do you want a peanut butter?
God damn!
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, I know I wouldn't want
to. That was like instant fuck.
Instant fuck.
Instant fuck sounds good, though.
Would you like to making fuck?
Berserker.
Holy fuck.
Show me your metal face.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Oh,
my mouth. Fuck me.
Was it worth it?
No.
Don't touch your face.
Oh.
You gotta wipe down that headset, dude.
I will.
Holy shit, he is in pain. You know what, though? I gotta say, his face isn't all that red. That's good.
If you're gonna spew into this.
I'm not gonna puke.
You're not gagging yet?
Fuck. My tongue is on fucking fire.
Wow. Oh, you're crying. Yeah.
He is crying, dude. Come here. Oh, jeez, dude.
No, don't wipe your fucking face.
I'm on the sleeve.
Use the other hand.
Well, dude, on that note,
woo!
Justin is dying.
Yeah. No, that's,
and then we're going to end it for this week.
That's some Halloween shit right
Thanks
there.
Thanks for listening, like always. And check us out on Geek Life HQ on Anchor FM, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and
it's so hot.
And on that note,
it's so hot.
Join us next week for our 50th episode.
It's so hot.